the miracles and the mysteries of my parents, Ulysses and Clarice. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. Welcome to Sex and the Struggle. I feel like it's been a long time since I did this Tuesday night piece. I want to thank my sisters, Tazima Davis. Sister Kelly Vandiver and Frenchie Davis for filling in for me last week as I was struggling with some absolutely ridiculous technical problems. They jumped on the line, held it down, as of course only Sex and the Struggle folks can do. They held it down, and I want to thank them for last week. And if you want to check out that podcast from last week, you can go to Ulysses Butch Slaughter Presents at my Blog Talk Radio page, Ulysses Butch Slaughter Presents, and you can find the work that they put in last week. Let's see, coming up soon, I want to go ahead and talk about Sex and the Struggle. We are 19 days, officially 19 days away from Sex and the Struggle. God is Sex. Sex in the Struggle, God is Sex. That's happening November the 19th, 2017. And that's going to be happening once again at the beautiful, beautiful MJ Free Theater in Chester, Pennsylvania. 2 p.m. Yep, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Go to my webpage, sexandthestruggle.com, and you can get some more information about Sex and the Struggle. Sex and the Struggle, God is Sex. This is the second installment of Sex and the Struggle, and I'm really looking forward to the expansion of this idea. This is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time, and this is the second time around, and this time around is going to be, if you were at the first one, you'll know right away that this is an incredible grade in the delivery of this project. Sex and the Struggle is a multifaceted event. It's a stage talk show where, along with some wonderful guests who are social advocates and sexual advocates, Sex in the Struggle is social healing through sexual healing. So I get people who know all kinds of stuff about social advocacy and sexual advocacy. I just say they go hand in hand. I keep saying this, that social advocacy needs sexual intimacy. What the fuck are you fighting for? If you are one of these people, and I was one of these people who was out there, you know, I did the Black Power thing. I did the general human rights thing. I've done youth advocacy. I've done a lot of advocacy, lots and lots of advocacy. And I've been empty on the other side. I remember being told, it was funny, I was being told by a Philadelphia legend back in, say, like 92. Her name was Maddie Humphrey. I remember Maddie Humphrey. She was a huge social advocate. She's a lawyer in Philadelphia. Some of you out there might know the name. Maddie Humphrey used to tell me during those days of being out there on the front line, she was like, you better go home. You better go home, make sure your house is in order. And that don't just mean making sure that, you know, the bills are paid. That's the other thing people want to go to. They want to talk about making sure the fucking bills are paid. I get that. But you better go home and love that woman. You better go home and love those children. You better go home and get intimate with the people that you say you out here fighting for, right? And so Sex in the Struggle is social healing through sexual healing. It is tough to be out in the world doing all this battling for all these people. You could say you're doing it for the human race. You're out here battling on behalf of the human race. That's pretty fucking nebulous, quite frankly. I think we battle with real people in mind. We battle with our friends and family in mind. We go to war with our friends and family in mind. And so it's important that if you're going to be out here doing all this fucking fighting, that you are also doing some loving. You got to be doing some loving if you're going to be out here doing all this fighting. So on November the 19th, 2017, Sex in the Struggle, God is Sex. I repeat, that is the subtitle. Sex in the Struggle, God is Sex. Not God and sex, but God is sex. It's not God and sex, because those two things are not any different for me. God is sex, not God and sex. People ask me that. Well, do you mean God and sex? I'm like, no, God is sex. Why would I say God and sex? That shit doesn't make any sense. So I'm talking about God is sex. November the 19th, and I got some incredible people coming. I got my girl Tazima Davis. She got a plane ticket in her hand, and she is heading this way. November the 18th to be here for November the 19th. She is going to be here. I have Alicia Gonzalez. I have, let's see, my sister Rena from the Indulgence Boutique in Philadelphia just signed on. I have Tony Rullo, my man from he's an orgasmic meditation practitioner. This is the second time he's going to be joining me on stage. He will be with me. I've got a couple of artists. I got Malik the Freak will be joining me. He's a poet. He was with the Punani Poets on episode 26 of Real Sex, HBO's Real Sex. He will be with me. I have Dwayne Reed is another poet who will be with me. India Irvin, just talked with her yesterday. She is a fantastic poet right from the city of Chester. She is going to be joining me. The names are going to just keep piling up. The excitement is going to keep piling up. The fun is going to keep piling up. We'll be talking about God is Sex at Sex in the Struggle, November the 19th, 2017. You can go to sexinthestruggle.com and you can get your tickets there. Or you can go to my page, UlyssesButchSlaughter.com, /or/ SITS, S-I-T-S, get your tickets there. You can get discounted tickets for students are available there at my webpage. Group tickets are available there at my webpage. I should also mention, I'm gonna have the opportunity to speak to Sex in the Struggle very directly this time around, because I'm going to honor a man that I met 25 years ago, a man by the name of Tyrone Smith. Tyrone Smith is an advocate from the city of Philadelphia. I met Tyrone back in, 1992. Forget that 2000. 1992, I met Tyrone Smith. He was heading up a group called Unity, a group that focused on, he was an advocate for Black men who were gay. He was part of Unity Inc. and also part of a group called Colors. And I had a chance to see Tyrone for the first time about 2 months ago, and I said, hey, I want to honor you in your work. I want to honor you in your work at my upcoming event. Would you accept the first Sex in the Struggle Award from me on November the 19th? So he was like, are you kidding me? And of course, I'm not kidding. So he's going to accept that award November the 19th, Tyrone Smith, and Colors will be there. Damon is the executive director. He will be there as well. This is going to be a celebration. It's going to be a festival. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a lot of things. And you want to be there, because we're going to be talking about Sex in the Struggle. Spending some time right now. I'm sending out some invites to some folks, so you'll be seeing my invites to tune into this episode. Tonight I want to talk about Sex in the Struggle, facing fears and increasing intimacy. You got that? Facing fear and increasing intimacy. Well, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about that because the news feeds, we got news feeds every fucking place. And, you know, for better or for worse, there are news feeds no matter where you go. By the way, if you want to call me, you want to call in to be part of this conversation in the next 20 minutes or so, you want to call 657-383-0185. Again, that is 657-383-0185 if you want to join this conversation. I'm talking Sex in the Struggle, facing fears and increasing intimacy, facing fears. I was about to say, you look at news feeds today and they are always full of fear. News feeds are full of fear. And we will say, well, the fear is grounded in reality. Like, let me just point to the one thing that a lot of people are talking about right now. If you go on Facebook, if you go on You turn on CNN, you turn on Fox, you're going to get this. You're going to get that people are talking about what happened in New York today, what happened in Manhattan. According to news reports, someone was driving a truck, drove their truck right through, I don't know, almost two dozen people, maybe more. Depends on what news feed you look at. But they drove this thing, this truck, right through two dozen people or more. And in doing so, last I saw that there were probably six people killed, six people right there on the spot killed, and probably dozens more injured. I haven't gone back and looked in a couple of hours, but dozens more injured. And I mean, shit. Imagine that. You wake up in the morning, you're going about your business, and if it is what it's said to be, somebody drives a fucking truck somewhere near you, somewhere close to you, somebody you know is hurt, somebody you know is killed. That shit is just, it's fucking mind-boggling. The things that we do as human beings sometimes, it's just mind-boggling. And maybe not. Maybe if we spent the time to talk about the way that we're conditioned, it's not so mind-boggling. Maybe we are conditioned in a way. Some of us are. Fragile. I'll put it that way. Some of us are fragile, and we are. We're more apt to do something like that. By the way, while I'm talking, I just came across my friend Emily Schiffer's name. I know Emily and my man Ricardo just had a baby. Boy, I believe. I'm going to go back and double check. But they just had a baby, and I want to say congratulations to the two of them. I've known them for probably 2 years now. Congratulations to two beautiful people giving birth to an incredible human being. I know that the two of you, no matter what the struggle, will be making love. I know that about the two of you. You two are going to keep making love no matter what the fuck goes on. And that is what I say to people. Don't stop making love because shit got bad. Because, see, when you stop making love when shit gets bad, you can rest assured that shit's going to get worse. So don't stop making love because shit got bad. You keep making love when shit gets bad. All right, so I want to say again, congratulations to Ricardo and Emily on the birth of your child. And I'm going to verify if that's that new person is a boy or a girl. It's a beautiful human being with two beautiful parents. I can assure you that. And I don't know, maybe I'll get a chance to see those eyes in person real soon. All right, so I was talking about the incident in New York, this whatever the fuck happened in New York that has everybody uptight, rightfully so. I was on Facebook and I saw people marking themselves as safe. They're saying, hey, I'm all right. Count me as safe. You know, the more we talk about these things, sometimes the more life we give to these things, the more we talk about them, the more life we give to them. And I wonder sometimes if we are talking too much about these things. I often wonder, I'm just going to say this. I wonder sometimes if we ignored shit, would people stop doing shit? Clearly, people do things to get a certain kind of attention. Let there be no doubt about that shit. People do some nasty shit in the interest of getting attention, right? And so whoever did this got our attention. And it hurts. We can't lie about that. That shit hurts. But how do you begin to heal after the hurt? How much time do you need to heal after the hurt? Some people will say, well, that's relative, right? Well, I'll say this. Some of us have to keep loving, right? I know some people will hang in a spot for a period of time after they've been harmed. And when we as a society, I'm going to use that word society, when we as a society of eyes and ears and feelings, when we experience that, it's human for us to feel something. We should feel something. the question becomes, how long do you hold on? And how do you hold it? Not just how long, I guess, but also how do you hold experiences like this such that they don't break you down? Can experiences like this make you stronger, make you more loving? Right? Can they make you more loving? I contend that they can. I do. I contend that experiences like this can definitely make you stronger. And some people choose to spend time in the pain. Some people choose to spend time. And I have to throw the word choice out there, because I think without choice, we in fucking trouble. So some people say, well, you don't have a choice. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. Don't ever tell me I don't have a choice. I have a choice. I have a choice. I may not like the consequences of my choice, but I have a choice, and I'm going to keep saying I got a choice. So how long do you stay in the space of pain? How long do you choose to stay there before you move toward pleasure? I often ask people in relationships, are you running from pain or are you running to pleasure? Are you running from pain or are you running to pleasure? Think about that. Think about that in your relationships. Are you the type of person who's running from pain or running to pleasure? I really believe that there's a difference. And when we're talking about facing fears and increasing intimacy, I think that that's an important question. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. It is about 9:17 on the East Coast. This is Sex and the Struggle. And there's a very good chance I'll be joined by, you know, some of the people who generally join me, David Freeman, Frenchie Davis, Tazima Davis. There's a very good chance that that'll happen. But if you want to join me, you can call 657-383-0185. It's been a while since I did this thing solo, but it's okay. I don't mind doing this thing solo. I think sometimes I need to do this thing solo. It's cathartic for me. It gives me an opportunity to talk some things out. Talking this evening about facing fears and increasing intimacy. How do you respond? How do you respond in your home when things like this happen? When the news comes out that some, you know, seemingly like some inexplicable bullshit has gone down and somebody is hurt. And it's just like words can't describe this shit sometimes. You know, we're all fucked up and we're all in shock and we're all like, ugh, how the fuck did that happen? Who would do something like that? How do you respond in your house to stuff like that? When you go home at night, how do you respond to your loved ones? Is there a conversation that you have? Is there silence? Is there a reflection? Do you have a ritual? What do you do to show your concern for the well-being of human beings all around? This might appear to be a deviation, and I'm going to be okay with that, because this is where sometimes it's confusing to me when I'm in rooms talking about sex and the struggle and I hear people judging other people in their behavior when it comes to sex and intimacy and pleasure. I hear people judging people, right? And I think about the random bullshit that happens to us sometimes. And I think to myself, nobody deserves random bullshit. You know, no, I don't wish that on anybody. I don't wish random bullshit on anybody. Some just kind of out of the blue bullshit like this. This was not an accident. Let reports tell it. This thing that happened in New York was not an accident, right? I wouldn't want to find out that one of my family members, friends, was in that situation. And I'm sure whoever was in that situation was the family member or a friend to someone, okay? So here's where I'm going with this. We all have this thing where we get really sensitive to the situation that happens, regardless of who's been hurt. We don't even know the names of the people, right? We don't have any connection to them, but there's this human thing that we can all kind of relate to. It's like, damn, that's fucked up. But then when I'm in rooms with people and we're talking about things like sex, intimacy, and pleasure, and people are getting all riled up about the decisions that other people make with sex, intimacy, and pleasure, the judgment around those behaviors of seeking sex, intimacy, and pleasure, to me, is it's kind of rough. It's rough to listen to people be judgmental with people that they don't know in that setting, and to be so sympathetic and empathetic to people in other situations that they don't know. To me, I guess what I'm saying is, I hope this ain't too sloppy, but it's like, shouldn't you be understanding in both of these environments? Sometimes I wonder if people's sympathy and empathy in situations like this is just fucking fake. Who am I to judge? I'm not really trying to get into that. I'm just saying, I just wonder sometimes if people's shit is fake. You see something like this happen, and it's like, oh my God, that's terrible. Who would do something like that? And then you get into a setting like the one I'm talking about, where people are talking about sex, intimacy, and pleasure, and you're in a room with someone, and you are being judgmental about their behavior. I'm going to work on that a little bit, because it just feels strange to me, the way that we are manipulated by news of a particular type, and we become so empathetic and so sympathetic when a certain news of a certain type comes out. And then when we're in a setting where people are talking about sex, intimacy, and pleasure, we become so fucking intolerant. I don't get it, but again, I'll come back to that. Again, my name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and we're talking about facing fears, increasing intimacy here at Sex and the Struggle. And on November the 19th, we'll be doing Sex and the Struggle. God is sex. God is sex. I say again, God is sex. Not God and sex. God is sex. All right? That is November the 19th, 2017, 2 p.m. in the city of Chester, MJ Free Theater. You want to get your tickets. I'm going to be honoring a huge influence on my life, a guy named Tyrone Smith. Honoring Tyrone Smith for the work that he's done in many, many communities, LGBT community, Black community, Black men who are gay. He's done advocacy of all kinds. And I'll tell you one of the things that I learned about Tyrone, one of the things that I learned deeply from Tyrone, although I had heard this many, many times, one of the things that I learned deeply from Tyrone is don't judge. Don't judge. That's essentially what Tyrone taught me. He said, don't judge. And so you never know who a person is, where they're coming from, what they've gone through. You don't know. And it's so important to not judge. When we're talking about facing fears and increasing intimacy, we're talking about being very conscious of the human experience, being very humble in the human experience. All of us have fears. All of us. All of us have some kind of fears. There's something that is going on in the world around us, in our lives, and we get afraid. And what we tend to do is when we're afraid, we go off into a corner. We become quiet. We try to hide. That's what we do. We become afraid. We don't want to touch. We don't want to be touched. We become afraid. That's some people, you know, we talk this shit about what a normal human reaction is. We talk this stuff about, you know, when we're afraid, there's either fight or flight. I'd venture to say that there's so many other responses, and I don't give a fuck who said that, how many times it's been repeated. Anybody who's ever heard me talk knows that I will throw out my fucking Shakespeare quote on you. The one that says, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophies. So you've got this philosophy around fight and flight, and everybody's saying it. And what I'm saying is, yeah, that's great, but there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. So I don't give a fuck who came up with that. There are other possibilities. So when I'm talking about facing fears, I know how we can all become kind of paralyzed around our fears. We get fucking paralyzed. We become afraid, and we become paralyzed. That's how some of us respond. Our response is self-paralysis. It's doubt. We begin to doubt. We're not sure if we can handle something. We're not sure if everything is going to be all right. We recoil. We run away. We hide. What we really want is strength. What we really want is love. So why do we run and hide? Why do we disconnect when what we really want is love, power, and connection? I always say to people, the first step in this process is admitting that that's what you want. Some shit like this goes down. You hear about some shit that happens on the news. Who wants to run and hide? Nobody wants to run and hide. Nobody wants to be afraid. People want to be strong. So in a situation like this, you could say, I want to be strong. I want to be loved. I want to be connected. I want to be intimate. I want somebody to understand. Even if I'm afraid, I want somebody to understand that I'm afraid. Telling people that you want to talk, to be understood, to express something is a form of intimacy. But you have to express that. You have to express that, that that is what you want. Again, Ulysses Butch Slaughter here. This is Sex and the Struggle. It is Halloween. Yeah. Why not talk about fears? All right. A lot of little ghosts and goblins running around the country having a good time with this idea of Halloween. We can talk about facing our fears. It's funny, the number of movies that you see show up on this day or leading up to this day. You got all kind of, you know, Living Dead and Don't Go in the Basement and Halloween and Last House on the Left. I'm dating myself here. All of these different fear-based. That's what Halloween is supposed to do. Halloween is supposed to be fucking scary. It's supposed to, you know, have fun around Halloween with the fear, the ghouls and goblins and all that kind of shit. And how many times have you heard Thriller today? Probably a lot. Anyway, facing fears and increasing intimacy. That's what we're talking about. Facing our fears and increasing intimacy. How do you increase intimacy? Well, you step into it. You say yes to it. You gotta have a mantra that says yes to intimacy, yes to connection, yes. And this is for me where I always say sex, physical interaction, straight fucking becomes important. I'm not saying that talking's not important, because it is. But sometimes we want to relieve the energy from our body. We want to channel, process the energy in our bodies. And talking alone can't do that. Just keep running your fucking mouth talking about how afraid you are and, you know, trying to express something. You want to express love through the words that you say. I think sex is a good idea if you're trying to fully express what's going on for you. And I'm not talking about sex as a as an escape. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about a way of expressing. When I say express, I'm talking about the thing that Marvin Gaye talked about, the relieving, the healing, right? You got those sensations in your body, and it's like you're all kind of like tingly, and it's funny that fear and excitement are about the same thing. You get about the same kind of feeling when you're excited and when you are afraid. It's excitement, it's sensation, right? What do you do with that? How can you process that stuff? How do you move that stuff? I have a recommendation. I think I've made it quite clear. You can talk. That's good. You can go and maybe sit with a therapist and express that. You can sit with your lover and talk. You can sit with your children and talk. You can sit with friends and you can talk. And you can go, whew. Boy, that feels much better. I'm glad we talked about that, right? And that could be enough. And then for others, maybe there's more that's necessary. Maybe there's more that they want. Maybe it's cuddling. You know, some people like to cuddle. Some people like to hold hands. Great. Cuddle, hold hands. And then others like to kiss. Others like to hug. I really think that in situations where we are looking at some act of madness, something that we cannot explain, some shit that people do is just hard to explain. And then even after you come up with the best fucking explanation of why it happened, in the end, it's not like it's going to make any sense. It's not the logical, the logic behind the bullshit, understanding the formula that led to the bullshit. I don't know that that actually helps to make anybody feel any better. Okay, so I understand why you did it. Oh, I get it now. Do I feel any better knowing that this is the reason why he drove his fucking truck through these people? So how long do we allow ourselves to be mesmerized by that? I think that's the other thing I talk a lot about. You know, we are mesmerized by shit like this. Absolutely fucking mesmerized. It's like we are seduced, mesmerized by this shit. We keep talking about it. We keep watching it. We keep analyzing it. Seduce, mesmerize, hypnotize, preoccupied. We just keep watching. And I think that that's why people do what they do, because they know they're going to get a particular reaction. When I talk with people about forgiving, I say it's more than a moral imperative. Forgiving is a way of channeling all kinds of energy, all kinds of toxins and poisons. It's actually a way of alchemizing, converting that stuff into power, converting that pain into pleasure. There's a way to do that. And just because you don't understand it doesn't mean that it's not possible. If you're one of those people who spends more time talking about fucking social issues and not enough time talking about sexual intimacy and pleasure issues, Here's my bet. Here's my bet. You're probably fucking constipated. You are probably tight. Whew. You are probably tight as fuck. Because you spend most of your time talking about shit that is full of tension. Every fucking thing that comes out of your mouth has something to do with tension and pain and suffering. What do you think you are if that's your 70-80% conversation is that? What is it? Who do you have to be? What's like your chemical makeup? What's your spirit like if that's the type of thing that you do? You need the other stuff. You need balance. Sex in the struggle. Social healing through sexual healing. We're talking about balance here. And my name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. It is 9:36 Eastern Standard Time. Halloween. 2017, and if you want to give me a call, you can call me at 657-383-0185. I'm just talking about facing our fears. And how do you face your fears? You increase intimacy. That's how you face your fears, right? You face your fears not by getting hooked and repeatedly digesting the stories and the images that you're afraid of. You go to what you want. You reach for what you want. That doesn't mean that you're ignoring the other stuff. What it means is that you're helping to counterbalance that other stuff. And if you're one, it's funny, I was just with a guy today. I was working on my film, and he was showing me his film. And his film is around trauma, caregivers, and trauma. Caregivers and trauma, and the what they call the secondary trauma stress, something like that, STS, something having to do with secondary trauma. And that is the trauma that is experienced by caregivers of people who have trauma. The question is always, who helps the people who are helping people? So you've got people that are going in to help. And as a result of going in to help, they themselves are hurt because they have to take in a lot of the information and a lot of the energy from all these different types of people all day long. All they do is take in all kinds of shit that other people are giving them. And then there are those that, you know, I'm sure there are those that are out there that exercise. There are those out there that drink. There are those out there that smoke. There are those out there that they do all kinds of things. But do they really have a system? Do most of them have a system for converting the energy, that heavy energy that they get throughout the course of the day by serving? Do they have a way of converting that stuff, converting that pain into pleasure, or are they just holding it? You got to have a way to convert that stuff. If you don't convert that stuff will sit on you. And this is like, this is like an emotional, intellectual, physical kind of sitting. There's substance to this stuff that we call trauma. I don't like the word, but I'm talking about that heaviness, that fucking smog of trauma that just kind of sits on you and gets into your bloodstream and gets into your fucking breathing patterns. And it's like a fucking demon that just kind of jumps in there. got to know how to deal with that. You can't take that on. You can't take on the images of the day that you see. You got to know that these images are coming. That's the other thing. You got to know that this shit is going to happen. Every day, the shit is going to happen. I believe, funny, Tazima and I were talking about this before. I do believe eventually this shit's going to go away. And I believe that the way for it to go away is for those of us who are talking sex, intimacy, and pleasure to really raise our voices around this thing, around sex, intimacy, and pleasure. We got to raise our voices because we have to take up more space in the conversation of the human condition. The human condition, it right now, the characteristics of the human condition are related to all kinds of pain. The human condition, let most people tell it, is about alienation, pain, struggle. That is the human condition. I don't see it that way. I see these are the things that we've chosen. There's a way that we've normed a particular behavior, and we can reshape this behavior. We have to want to reshape this behavior. We got to want to change this fucking behavior. We can do that. And so while some people are hurting as a result of what they saw today, what they heard today, what they read today, some of us have to keep forging forward. It's not that we don't care. But we have to be moving toward the front. We have to be the progressive ones. We have to be able to say, yeah, God damn, that hurts. Let's move on. And I ain't talking about forgetting. When I talk about forgiving, when I talk about moving on, I'm not talking about forgetting. I always say, integrate the injury for innovation. Take that fucking energy, convert that nasty shit, alchemize that shit, make it so that you are fueled to love more as a result of that, as a result of what you saw today. Will you love more? The answer should be yes. I'm going to love more as a result of that. If you are in the Philadelphia area within an hour of the Philadelphia area, I highly recommend that you get to Sex and the Struggle. It's happening in 19 days in Chester City. 19 days in Chester City. It is happening. It's a Sunday. This event is called Sex and the Struggle. God is sex. Not God and sex, but God is sex, because God is sex. 2 p.m., MJ Free Theater, Chester, Pennsylvania. Go to sexandthestruggle.com and get tickets. Go to Eventbrite and get tickets. Go to UlyssesButchSlaughter.com and you can get tickets there too. Sex in the Struggle. I just got some wonderful people that are going to be showing up there. I have, let's see, my girl Tazima, who is generally with me here on Sex in the Struggle. You will see her live. She going to put that shit down live. She going to put it down live. I have Tony Rullo. Second time Tony was with us. Tony is a practitioner of orgasmic meditation. He will be with us. I have Alicia Gonzalez. First time I had a chance to work with Alicia, and I'm excited to hear all kind of wonderful things about Alicia, but she's going to be on stage. Alicia Gonzalez. I have Tracy Q. Gilbert. Tracy Q. Gilbert will be with us. And I have, who else? Mark Levin will be with us. Right? And I'm looking at my flyer right here. I got Malik the Freak from HBO's Real Sex number 26. He was part of the Punani Poets. He's going to be performing along with Dwayne Reed. I'm going to probably have some singers that are coming out. Mark Levend, who is a sexuality educator. I am honoring Tyrone Smith, who is an activist. He's been a champion of black men who are gay, the LGBT community, and all kind of people. He's been on the social justice front for a long time. He is definitely that part in my brain that reminds me about what it means to be humble and not to be judgmental. Yeah, that is Tyrone. If you ever hear me talking about something related to being humble and not judging, that's the Tyrone in me talking. Thank you, Tyrone. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter, and I've been talking about facing fears and increasing intimacy here on Sex and the Struggle. I do this every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to say again to some folks, all the folks in New York who are feeling the impact of whatever happened up there, whatever happened in the New York area. According to news reports, somebody drove their fucking car. Looking here at the New York Times right now, 8 dead now. And of course, they're calling it a terror attack. A terror attack. Okay, it's my okay. So he supposedly was saying "Allahu Akbar," which means "God is great." Yeah. So 8 dead now, and 11 injured. The deadliest attack on New York City since 9/11. See, you know, you read this shit, you read it, and you understand that it is, the language even is crafted to get an impact from you. I got a background in journalism. I know how important it is to write for a particular purpose. I'm going to write for a particular purpose. I want my words to relate to something that you can really understand, right? Something that you can really feel, something that will get your attention, that will actually put you in tension. And I'm saying as a reader of this stuff, as someone who heard about this stuff, it's important to me to face my fears. I'm aware that, shit, there was an incident in the city of Chester a little earlier, and I heard somebody say, you know, that could have been me. Something happened. Somebody was killed in an accident here just outside of Philadelphia. And so you got that in New York. You got this other thing near Chester City. And we're moving through life. You're moving through this world with the possibility of harm. There's a possibility of harm. There's a possibility of bodily harm. There's a possibility of mental harm. There are all kinds of possibilities. So, and so I'm an advocate of lovemaking. I'm an advocate of sex. I'm an advocate of fucking. I'm an advocate of kissing. I'm an advocate of passion. I'm an advocate of those things. Because I know that shit happens. I just know it. Shit happens. And shit hurts sometimes. But because shit happens, does not mean I'm going to stop loving. I'm going to stop making love. Because shit happens, I'm going to make more. I'm going to commit more to it because shit happens. That's what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? How does this stuff impact you? Do you face your fears by hiding? Do you face your fears by isolating yourself? Is that how you face fears? What does it mean to face fears? I think it's not enough just to face them, to look at them. You can acknowledge them. You can confront them. But I think once you confront your fears, once you look at them, and I believe when you confront them, you can see that they are not worthy of your, they're not worthy of your attention such that you become paralyzed. They're just not, no fucking fear is worthy of that. So facing your fears, I believe, is about saying, I acknowledge that that makes me uneasy, that does concern me, and still, while those things concern me, these other things motivate me. While those things have my attention, there's some other things that have my attention too. There's some lovemaking possibilities that have my attention. And I'm going to see to those things. I'm going to do as much reading about lovemaking as I am about death. Got that? I am going to read as much about lovemaking as I do about death. That's balance. I think that that's necessary. Let's see, November the 19th, 2017 at 2 p.m. Sex in the Struggle is coming to Chester City. Once again, Chester City. MJ Freed Theater. And the up-and-coming downtown arts district in Chester City. My boy Devin Walls was just doing a puppet show there this evening at this beautiful theater. I call it the crest jewel of downtown Chester. MJ Freed Theater will be hosting Sex and the Struggle. We're going to have poets, probably some comedians, some dancers. We're going to be talking about social healing through sexual healing. You should be there. You should come give yourself an experience to like recommit to love. Come recommit to love. Come recommit to sex and intimacy and pleasure. Come recommit to being close to yourself. It's on a Sunday. Okay, yeah, I planned for it to be on a Sunday. That was the intent. A lot of people worship on Sundays. I see this as spiritual, religious, fucking cosmic. Come hang out with us. Get your tickets at sexandthestruggle.com. Get your tickets at UlyssesButchSlaughter.com. Sex and the Struggle is Sex and the Struggle, the concept, the event grew out of an essay that I wrote in the book Forgive, the New Mantra in Practice for Black Men. You can get that book at UlyssesButchSlaughter.com as well. Forgive, the New Mantra in Practice for Black Men. You can get that book. That is the book that inspired me. That's the book with the essay about Marvin Gaye that inspired me to do Sex and the Struggle. Sex and the Struggle. I wrote an essay called Something That's Good for Me, based off of Marvin Gaye's song, Sexual Healing. And, oh boy, excuse me. This is about time for me to wrap it up, folks. I got a few minutes, but, yeah, Marvin Gaye. I always say Marvin Gaye could ask the question, just like he could be asking today. If Marvin Gaye was alive, he'd be saying, what's going on? What the fuck is going on? What is this bullshit? All this stupid ass, political, childish ass bullshit. All this fucking bullshit ass terrorism. I'm throwing up the finger quotes. Just all this bullshit. He'd be saying, what the fuck is going on? And then in the next song, he'd be talking about, okay. We need to get it on. Let's get it on. We talked enough about that shit. Let's not forget this other thing. How about me and you? How about me and you? Let's get it on. Me and you. Maxwell says, stop the world. Okay. Fuck. Stop the fucking world. Enough. Close the door. Me and you. It's our time. Let them do what the fuck they doing over there. Let them go ahead and lose their fucking minds, waste their time with all that bullshit they doing. But me and you, let's make a move over here. Let's go have some fun. Let's go give life love. Let's go love life, me and you. They can't come to a conclusion about what they going to do, how they going to do life. They want to fucking fight and scream and argue. Let them go ahead, me and you. Let's make a decision, because me and you can make a decision. We get ready to go get it in. My name is Ulysses Butch Slaughter. Thank you for tuning in. I got about 90 seconds. Be back next week and over the next couple of weeks. I'll be posting some new videos, bringing some new guests into this conversation. My girl Monica Day just put out a new book. Can't wait to see that book. I'm actually in that book. Yep, my body is in that book. Yeah, you want to get that book? Got to remember the name of the book. And then also to my friends, Emily Schiffer and Ricardo. Let's see. Baby. Golda. All right. Golda, baby girl. Golda. Right on. Love you. That's what I'm talking about. Want to do some of that. Want to do that. Make some love. All right, you two. Congratulations. All right, I'm Ulysses Butch Slaughter. I'm going to sign out right here. Sex and the Struggle. Back next week. Have a good evening. Thank you for joining me, and good night.